Disability advocates are welcoming news that a review will be launched into how the National Disability Insurance Scheme operates. The evaluation will help the government form new guidelines that are expected to shorten the length of time people wait to receive help. Those representing people with disability say the review can't come soon enough, as horror stories continue to emerge about the length of time people wait for vital support. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
Lynn Foreman needs a new powered wheelchair. She lodged the paperwork in April but is still waiting.
You deal what you have to deal with, but it's not the best.
The 63-year-old from Geelong says her initial form was lost, so a second application was filed in May, and for the time being she's using a hired wheelchair.
No, I'm not as bad as some, but it's just ridiculous. I'm one of these ones that always looks on the bright side. At least I've got a motor. I'm not like some who can't get anything.
The Minister for the National Disability Insurance Scheme is Stuart Robert. His assessment of the current waiting times is blunt.
In some areas, they're unacceptable.
The government is planning to establish what's known as the NDIS Participant Service Guarantee. It will set out new standards so people won't be waiting as long to get the help they need. The details will be sorted out in coming months, with Stuart Robert announcing a review to be led by former public servant David Chune.
So he'll kick off in August this month to consult widely at looking at how we put the Participant Services Guarantee into the legislation and what are other areas of the legislation that we may need to tweak to ensure that Participant Services Guarantee works as intended.
The review is being welcomed by Kirsten Dean, the Campaign Director for Every Australian Counts, which supports people with disability. She says time is the number one issue.
We're hearing stories about people who are waiting up to 2 years for really vital pieces of equipment. We've spoken to people who are holding together their equipment with gaffer tape. They're unable to leave their homes because they don't have the equipment they need or they don't have the support they need.
Kirsten Dean also hopes the review can find a way to make the NDIS easier to negotiate.
It is a very complex, confusing bureaucratic scheme. At the moment, we're really concerned that we're seeing two groups of people who've got families or advocates in their corner who can help them navigate this really complex scheme are getting better outcomes than people who don't have those things.
Stuart Robert wants delays cut, but isn't putting a figure on what's an acceptable wait.
Well, this is the whole point of having a review with Mr. Chune starting today, is to actually to look at and speak quite widely across the sector to work out exactly what that number should be. So we won't preempt the review that's happening.
Lynn Foreman, who's now received NDIS funding for several years, has outlined her ideal timeline.
2 months to be reasonable, because, you know, nothing happens tomorrow. It takes time to write a plan, and even 2 months would be amazing.
She also believes the standard of new staff working in the system has been on the decline.
Some of the staff need to be more trained. I think at the beginning they had an extensive training period, but these days they're not getting trained up as good as they were in the beginning.
The minister acknowledges more staff are needed now, but again, Stuart Robert isn't saying how many.
We'll be announcing all of that in the coming weeks when we talk through the wider part of the plan of how we're going to finish the last 20% of it. So let's not get ahead of ourselves, but suffice to say the numbers are substantial.
The review will be completed by December and the NDIS Participant Service Guarantee will take effect from July next year.
Stephanie Boris reporting.